A team of scientists with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, announced that the presence of methane gas on Mars is a major discovery. Astrobiologist Sushil Atreya says there are two possibilities as to why methane exists on Mars.
Either it's geology, in which case it's the reaction between water and rock, or it's biology, in which case the microbes are producing the methane.
Methane was first detected on Mars in 2003 by scientists using Earth-based telescopes. Scientists say that one plume of Martian methane contained nearly 19,000 tons of the gas. NASA's Michael Muma says methane is quickly destroyed in the Martian atmosphere, so the detection of plumes of methane is significant.
Mars is active, and whether or not it's because of geology or biology or both, we don't know.
Scientists say they have detected seasonal variations of methane emissions over the planet's northern hemisphere. Physicist Geronimo Villanueva of Catholic University here in Washington says the gas plumes were emitted during the northern Martian spring and summer.
One of the most important striking things about the discovery is the regions that where we see methane are regions to know have a lot of rich history. For example, these regions show evidence that waters once flew over them. And this is very important because if this water is still available below the surface, some activity, geology, biology, could be used in them.
Scientists have debated whether reports of methane deposits on Mars were real. But now geologist Lisa Pratt says scientists have the evidence needed to consider the possibility of life on the red planet.
It's time, it's prudent that we begin to explore Mars looking for the possibility of a life form that's exhaling methane.
But Pratt says that at most, that life form could be a very thin, nearly invisible film of microbes deep underground. Scientists say NASA's launch of the Mars Science Laboratory in 2011 could provide more detailed analysis on the presence of methane on the planet. Amanda Scott, VOA News, Washington.